Hello.
Hey, I'm gonna disconnect another line.
Okay.
All right, let me try it from here. Please hold.
Good.
Next.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that was.
Yeah.
Home and community-based services. This is Erica. Are you calling for services for yourself or another person?
Another person.
Are they with you?
Yes.
Okay. Could I speak with them, please?
Yes. One moment.
Thank you.
He's here.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Erica with Home and Community Based Services. May I please have your first and last name?
Erlich Collins.
Okay. Thank you. And may I have your date of birth, please?
Okay. 8/28/53.
Thank you. And I see that your Medicaid number, yes, has already been put in the system, Ms. Collins. Lastly, I need a good contact phone number for you, please.
I'm going to have to give you.
Okay. You can give me the number, the phone number, please.
816-668-0323.
Got it. Okay, how can I assist you ladies today?
Basically, my name is Oshonda Bowden. Shirley Collins is my grandmother, and I would like to sign up for the CDS program.
Okay. Ms. Buckley, what we have to do, your grandmother does not have any Medicaid codes on her case. I have to refer you to the Family Support Division to get these updated. She's not showing any Medicaid at this time.
Do you have her Medicaid number?
Yeah, this is Medicaid, and I pulled up her Medicaid case. Yes.
She's approved. She got approved yesterday.
Okay. Well, who did she get approved with? The provider care agency?
She got MoHealth.
Okay, they haven't updated it in our system as of yet, is what I'm saying. It shows no Medicaid codes. So they haven't updated it yet. If you did it, sometimes it takes 1 to 3 days to get updated in our system from the Family Support Division. Yeah, it takes, I'm not trying to be funny, but the state, they get things done in the order they receive. So it's usually 24 to 72 hours before we see it updated on the case.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't be able to send you paperwork just get it through the question now, because I do have the approval where they for the
way it works, they send it over to us and they update your case. They update your case and they let us know that it's been updated, and then if you call back, we'll be able to see that it's been updated. Because our services, Oshonda, everything we do is funded by them. It's funded by Medicaid, the Family Support Division. So we can't move until they update, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So, yeah, we just got to wait till they update it. And it might be later today. It could be even by Monday. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it takes 24 to 72 hours for it to show.
Okay.
Mrs. Shonda?
Yes.
So basically, because she's been approved, she has active Medicaid, but like she said, both systems are not communicating, and it takes usually 24 anywhere between 24 to 72 hours for the system to upload one system to the next, even though it's Medicaid all. So let's give it up to Monday. If by Monday I'm going to check again, she should have the codes, eligibility codes, so that we can call again and get her online for that assessment.
Okay, now it will be the same thing. My mother have to speak and
she has to verbally, yeah, verbally approve it. Yeah, that's a new thing they're doing now. They never used to do that before. And Erica, she's nasty. She sounds like she don't want to do her job. You don't know how many times I want to jump in on the line and tell her, you're so unprofessional.
I'm right.
But I can't. I can't. And I love the way you was like, give me 1 second. Because you can't just say, put someone on like that. You know, the person is disabled. They're elderly. They just woke up. Like, you need, people need time to gather their thoughts in the morning. Like, and she's nasty. She's not the, you don't understand how many times I want to ring that lady. She's very nasty on the phone.
Yeah, that's why I was asking her, could we go ahead and just get it done? And then
no.
She
can't move forward in her system because it will not accept the referral. So I can send you, me personally, our agency can send you over to the hiring team so you can get your hiring package out the way. If that's what you like, you can start it. But it doesn't make any sense because you're just going to sit on an application until your grandma's approved. So why don't we wait till Monday? Let's check it out. Let's check to see if the referral goes through to the state. And then we'll call again and we'll do the same thing.
Okay. Let me ask this. Since she moved to Missouri, is Erica going to ask anything about her medical stability or proof of her medical diagnosis? Is she going to ask anything about that?
So Erica's just the intake coordinator. There's hundreds of them. So when we call on Monday, you might not even get her. I only know her because I've been working with this agency for years and I've heard her on the phone. But like I said, you might not get her on Monday. And to answer your question, when they come to the assessment, the day of the assessment that they come to your home, before they come to your home, they're going to ask you to gather a list of things. One of them is a list of her medications. Two is the name and number of her primary care physician, because they're going to reach out to them.
Okay.
And three, a list of her medical diagnosis. So just so you know, you can start getting these things ready for her in the meantime.
Okay. And so my question to you is, since she just got in my care, I don't have access.
You know what you do? That's easy. You know what you do? What you're going to do, since she's already been approved for Medicaid, did you receive a booklet telling you the providers in the area for her or no?
Not yet.
So then make a medical appointment with your primary care physician. Tell them that your grandma came to live with you and you need her. You need him to look at her. All you need is an appointment, a name and a number. She just came to move with me. She hasn't had her first physical appointment, but here's my appointment date. Then they'll follow with you.
Great. I love you.
I'm a community person, Miss Lashonda, born and raised in New York. I'm for the people, and we're going to get this.
Right, right. I know that's
so,
right.
All right?
You're coaching to assist me. I love that.
Yes, because you know what it is? The system is so hard to navigate that they make it so that the, imagine if your grandmother, let's just put this. If your grandmother was to navigate the system on her own, would she be able to with everything that you just had to do today?
No. No.
Exactly. So they make it so that they get just so disencouraged. They say, you know what? I don't need no help. I'll do this on my own. Most of our seniors are very prideful. So Erica being the first point of contact for your grandma, you think your grandma wouldn't have noticed the apprehension in her voice, that nastiness? It would have discouraged her. It wouldn't have made her feel like she's doing something wrong. And that's what they're doing. They're discouraging people from tapping into services that they deserve and they approved for. So I see it all the time. And under my watch, it's not going to happen. I've had issues with this lady. I've called her in because of her attitude. But, you know, someone that's tenured into her position, you know, it's hard to get rid of people like that. You know, when you've, it's like a teacher. When they've been in their position so long, they're just tired of teaching, but they're just there collecting a check until they retire. That's basically a lot of these state workers. They've been there for so many years that they're just tired of doing their job. And I always say, if you're tired of doing your job, then you shouldn't be there anymore because you're a disservice to the public.
Right.
Go find something that you now like to do. So.
Right.
But I'm here for you, Ashonda. Monday morning, anytime after 9 o'clock, if you're available with your grandma, they open at 9:30. So anytime after that, we can get on the phone. Before we get on the phone, we have to check to see if she has the eligibility codes, because without that, you already saw they're not going to do the referral. I'll check for you.
Okay. What's the eligibility codes?
Well, there's a couple of different ones. We don't know because she just got approved yesterday. So we have to wait for Medicaid to determine what she's been approved for, and those are proven in codes. I don't know the codes. They do.
Okay.
So, like, let's say a code B12 could be that your grandmother's approved for X, Y, and Z services. You know, it's like a medical billing code. I don't know what that is. Right. So she doesn't have them uploaded into her case yet. We have to wait for that, because that's what they utilize to say, oh, she's been approved for services. Yep, she's approved for home care. Here's the code for it. You understand?
Right. So on the DSS personal website, it says more coverage type information, and then it has AEG, Adult Expansion Group. It has MAF, Medical Assistance, or Missouri Health Net for
Families.
So you
see all that stuff you're reading? All of those codes need to be uploaded onto her Medicaid ID number. Everything she's been approved for.
Now, let me ask you this. What I just said to you is, do you think that's under CDS?
So CDS is a program that's paid for by the state. It has nothing to do with her eligibility codes. Okay, this is something, right, that Medicaid pays for, and she is going to get it based on her disabilities. She'll get it.
Okay,
as long as we're not diagnosing her with no dementia or Alzheimer's, as long as you're not her power of attorney, and as long as you're not her legal guardian, anyone in her household, friend, family, trusted loved one, neighbor, sibling over the age of 18 can get paid to oversee her care, because it has been proven that seniors live longer when they're in their confined environment. Once you put them in a nursing home or an assisted living facility, they dwindle faster. They die faster.
Okay. All righty. So, yeah, okay. I got it.
All right?
I got it.
And if you have any questions, you're going to call me, because it's a lot. You're going to go through a lot of people on services. So that's why I told you, get a notebook, write it down, everything.
Let me ask you this. Now, in my situation, I can't have a reported job. So could I use a EIN to work for you guys? Since you were stating that,
So basically, she's going to be your employer. You're going to get a tax ID number. Through the CDS, yep. She's your employer. She becomes your employer. We just oversee that she's getting the services that she needs, that you're getting paid, and that you're registered with the state as a legal caregiver.
Oh, and it's going to be under her.
It's under her. Everything is under her. She's in control. She's going to be your boss, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you guys' program, is it paid weekly, or is it paid?
We pay you weekly, every Friday.
Okay, and is that through phone? Is it electronic work?
So it's through the EVV system. It's called the electronic verification. Every agency has to do it. It's by law already, because of all the fraud that was happening with physical timesheets. So it's a clock in and out that's usually done through an app either on your phone or on the tablet. And if, like, let's say you're in a rural area where reception is not good, you can't clock in and out, then they'll work with you through a paperless system.
And you said it's called E is an elephant, V is in voice, and S is in sound?
EVV, but that's a system that's an electronic-based system through the state. What you need to be looking up, it's called HHA. Because that's the system that you're going to be clocking in and out of. It's called the HHA system for caregivers. That's when you report your time. You tell them exactly what you did for her the day of, how many hours you spent cleaning the bathroom, how many hours you spent, you know, making her food, prepping her meals. You give a summary of your daily duties. That's where you report to. It's called the HHA system. All of this stuff is going to be taught to you, sent to you, and you're going to have ample opportunity to discuss it with your hiring coordinator. I'm the one that deals with the state. I'm the one that brings in the patient. I'm the one that clears you.
Oh,
and I
okay.
prep you to guarantee you, because they're denying people right now. If I don't prep you for this call, they'll deny her. They'll deny her because that's what they're doing to everybody right now.
Right.
And the assessment is based on questions. And I know all the questions, and I'm going to teach you how to answer. And then you have to teach her how to answer the questions, because they're going to ask her these questions, not you. So I teach you, you teach her.
Yeah, but would they disqualify her? Cause
for what?
That, you know, if she cannot, I have to assist her with her questions, because...
As long as she's able to comprehend and give you feedback, there's coherency in that. Yeah, there's coherency in that. Even if she, let's say she was deaf mute, but she understood you based on the movements of your lips and she wrote down your request on paper, that's coherency. That means she's understanding what you're telling her. There has to be coherency because she has to oversee her care. She has to be able to tell you what she needs in order for you to get paid to take care of her.
And I'm not a bugaboo, but I appreciate you educating me on this knowledge, because you, like you said, it's very confusing and challenging. So now I know. Okay, I'm clear on this now. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so what is the level of pay like?
It depends. It's by county, because we pay overtime. So anything after 40 hours, you're going to get, you know, time and a half. So we have to wait for her to complete the assessment. We have to wait to see how many hours she gets to offer you the county rate. But you're looking at anywhere between $13.50 to $15 an hour, depending on how many hours she gets.
Okay. Okay. I get it. All righty. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. All right, Ms. Ashanda, welcome to Deluxe Home Care. We couldn't do much today, but we provided tons of knowledge, and now you know what's the next step. Monday, you and I, we're going to check for eligibility codes. If they appear on her Medicaid, then we're calling Seniors and Disabilities and getting her online for an assessment.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a great rest of your weekend, and good luck with Ms. Collins.
Thank you, and same with you likewise. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, honey. Okay. Bye-bye.